This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'll do everything I can to help you out today. Answer all your gardening questions. We can talk about a bunch of different things. Hope everyone had a great Valentine's Day that celebrated. You know, we enjoyed myself here with my three lovely Valentines, my lovely wife, and my two daughters. So they were... My oldest daughter was very excited about Valentine's Day. She gets very excited about holidays, so it's fun to watch. But hope everybody had a great one out there. But as a great coach once said, we're on to the next one. St. Patrick's Day is coming up, and spring is right around the corner. Even though there's snow forecasted in the area tonight, I know it's kind of all over the place. That's how we do in New England. Yesterday at one point I saw that it was 1 to 2 inches, and I saw it was 2 to 4, and then it was 1 to 2, and then there could be less than one, and this morning, just in my area, I'm seeing 4 to 6. So we'll know about, you know, about 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon when the snow ends how much we'll actually get. But more snow is on the horizon, so I'm not sure I agree with Punxsutawney Phil the other day. He, a couple weeks ago decided that spring was 6 weeks away. I don't know. Maybe he was looking the wrong way. But, you know, there's a lot of things we can discuss today and figure out a few things, because with some of the snow, there's a lot of salt coming out there. What can we do to the lawns early in the season? What can we do to take care of certain things? So we're going to discuss a few of those things. Tried something new yesterday. Went on our Facebook page, went out and asked if anybody had any questions and wanted to hear them on the air. We'll answer a couple of those in a little bit. I got one question that has two parts, which is a pretty good one. So part of that was the salt damage, so I want to talk about that a little bit later today. And then there were some suggestions on trees. But going forward, we're looking to... have you guys ask some questions like this so we can answer on the radio and give you some questions, give you some answers that you can really use. And we'll do what we can to help you out with that. The other thing I wanted to talk about today is that most of you have been faithful readers of our newsletter. It'll be back very soon. We just... my mom, who puts everything together and gets everything, has had some issues with her computer for about a week and a half, and it's taken everything down where she can't access the internet, can't put things together. So we're actually going with one of our good friends who's going to help us out for a little bit to take care of it. So, for those of you who were looking forward to it every Thursday, just like the rest of us, hopefully have one soon. And we'll get it out there as soon as possible. It's just having a little bit of hard times there. And we'll We'll get back soon because there's a lot of great information that comes out of there. You know, for those of you who haven't signed up for it, definitely should sign up for it. It is a great informative newsletter. It's got a lot of great information. It's not just, you know, it's nice little articles that my father has written in the past that we are using and putting out for others to listen to and read. Excuse me, not listen to. That would be something if it was easy to, if you could just click a button and have it read to you. But we're working on getting that back. You can go to the website at paulparent.com and click on the link below to add to the newsletter, be added to the newsletter, or you could actually just send us an email and we'll sign up for you on there. So just a couple things you could do today. Get ready for that snow that's coming. It was nice. We had some nice weather. What was it? Friday. There was some rain to it, but it was like 50 degrees. So it was warm out. So some of the snow that we had has melted. It's kind of not like the 2015 where the snow just kept getting higher and higher and higher each year. So we're not going to have to worry as much about that, which is good. We're going to notice this year that we're going to start off really not in a drought from what I can see. It's hard to say that we're in a drought with the amount of snow and rain we got. I don't think we will be. I think we'll be coming out of that, so that should be good for our lawns and for our plants, etc. But hopefully, you know, we don't have a lot of this fluctuation in the next couple of weeks. It kind of gradually goes to the temperature that it should be this time of year. The change in temperatures could really, really affect some shrubs and trees, especially some of the deciduous trees that hold, bring everything into the root system and then come back out, you know, like your hydrangeas. I kind of worry about them at this point. I don't know what's going to happen. You can't really tell yet, and it's one of those, let's hope everything goes well for them. We've, you know, had some great temperatures that weather wise, but the temperatures have just been off. So that's one of the things I worry about. So maybe it's this year is taking a look early, seeing if there's anything you can do, getting some fertilizers out there earlier in the season, as soon as the ground thaws, to help with your shrubs and trees, to really just push them this year and give them a little extra something, because they might be a little bit weaker than most years. So hopefully we can, do some good things for our plants. But if you have any questions in regards to those, if there's anything you can do at this point, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we'll be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. We'll do what we can. And, like I say every week, I open up the newsletters. I know we've already talked about the newsletter briefly, but the newsletter from last year on the 22nd of February, if you plant vegetables outside, you start inside, etc., I want you to look at that newsletter. Again, that's the newsletter from the 22nd of February in 2018. It has a lot of great information about when to start seeds, etc., how many, how deep you should, days of germination, etc. And, you know, the bigger thing is weeks from seeding to transplant outdoors. You know, we're at that point where some of these plants might actually want to get started soon before they go outside at this point. You know, there's some, different ones. Like there's a celery. Say you were to start that from seed. 10 to 12 weeks before it goes outside. So let's go with the 12 weeks just for ease. You know, 3 months. 3 months from now is May 17th. Usually May 20th, May 15th is our last day of frost that's coming out. So if you were to do celery, say you wanted to do celery this year, you might actually have to do that soon. Inside and get that ready to go. You know, so there's some others out there. Tomatoes are 6 to 10 weeks, so we're getting started. So maybe it's time to get some things ready, bring them inside. Say you got some soil in the fall, some nice like soilless mix that you had to keep in the garage or in a you know, just outside in general. You want to bring it inside to get a start to get it thawed out, etc. That way you can start to use that soil. Now bringing in some of the soil and getting everything ready. You're looking usually for like a soilless mix. That's just doesn't have that heavier like topsoil in it. It's more of a lighter mix into it that will absorb water better and allow the plant to get those nutrients that it needs. Now, you know, so it's just one of those times to really think about it. When am I going to start? You know, if you've done it before, you know we're really getting into that time where, okay, I got to start getting this ready. I got to start getting this ready. I got to get these types of products. A lot of the garden centers at this point have all of your seeds out. They're not going to have some of like the onions and potatoes and that type of thing yet. A lot of those will go directly in the ground. But there's a lot of seeds out there that you can be looking at right at this time and get started. It's something to take a look at. Again, February 22nd of 2018, the newsletter has a lot of great information of when to start seeds, what to do, etc. So definitely take a look at it. In the meantime, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. Like I said earlier, we have... I put out a post on the... on Facebook, just asking if anybody had any questions they wanted me to discuss on the show today. Try to get some different topics in here instead of just talking about certain plants each time. Let's talk about some things that you guys want to hear about. Now, one of the questions comes from Diane Robinson, and she has two questions. I'm going to go over the second one first. The other ones I'll go on a little bit later today. She said she needs help to repair lawn from salt damage caused by snowplow. Impossible to grow grass except for crabgrass. Now, this one is a very good question this time of year, especially what's going to, you know, once the snow's done, what's going to happen? What can we do? Now, you know, Diane, and for anybody else out there who has the same issues, you know, when that snowplow comes driving down the street, you know, that snow and the salt that's been on the ground gets pushed. You know, it just doesn't go like a foot onto the yard. It'll go about 5-10 feet, depending upon how fast the plow's going. Can go even further sometimes, especially if you're on a main road. So that salt that's on the ground gets pushed onto the lawn. And, you know, it might sit on top of the snow at first, but as the snow melts, etc., it goes into the lawn. You don't see it. It's, you know, one of those things that you know it's there, but you just can't see it. It's not like you can just sweep off the salt from the lawn. Sometimes you can, but a lot of times by the time we see it in the spring, it's gone. So what can you do? You can actually, there is a product out there, there's a couple out there that you can be putting down. It's called gypsum. It's a pelletized gypsum that you can put down. What it does is it breaks up the soil underneath, allowing the fertilizers, the nutrients, the salt, etc., to go through the soil versus sitting in the soil. Now, I mentioned fertilizer, and on this, it's not just salt to go through. You want actually nutrients and everything like that to flow through easily instead of just sit in the soil. So that's why I mentioned it. Salt, you don't want to sit. The longer it sits, the more it burns the lawn, and you just have little to no success with growing a lawn. So you can use a product called pelletized gypsum. There's also a product out there that I like to use. It's called Love Your Soil by Jonathan Green. I've seen it out there from other companies called Solucal S. Solucal is one of the company that a lot of landscapers use. So I've seen that as well. What it is it's a pelletized gypsum that's faster acting, that can actually work quicker in the soil for you. Whereas a regular pelletized gypsum can take up to 6 months to work. So there's a good amount of time behind it. It's not just, every couple weeks. It's a faster acting. It's kind of like we've talked about with our fast acting lime, like our lightning lime or something along those lines that will help your pH bring up. This is a fast acting gypsum that'll actually will pull the salt through so it doesn't sit there. It doesn't get that burn, doesn't allow like the other grasses to grow. The other thing I'd like to see, happen is have that area cleaned early this spring. Clean up the area, rake it up, and just get it so it's not full of thatch, it's not full of sticks, it's not full of everything, any of the rocks that came off of there, etc. And work it so it will be clean. It'll actually be a nice place to start. Then you can put that pelletized gypsum or the fast-acting gypsum, if you will, and go from there. Now, we should really talk a little bit more about the soil that you work with that's underneath there. Should you do a pH test? Should you do this? Should you do that? We can discuss that a little bit more on the other side of the break and see what we can do. I've already seen another question on Facebook, so we're going to come to that too. We'll get to everybody on there. Anybody who wants to call, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Esfomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfomer.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CEO of the Henry Pratt Company is giving more details about Friday's shooting that left 5 of his employees dead. Gary Martin was being fired for a culmination of violations of workplace rules, Scott Hall said. He did not get into specifics, though. He also called Friday the worst day his company's ever had. Democratic presidential hopeful and California Senator Kamala Harris was holding a town hall in South Carolina when she was asked about the debt continuing to rise and Medicare for all.
I believe you said you support Medicare for all and the Green New Deal. Simultaneously, we have a $22 trillion national debt and a $1.2 trillion deficit. Yep. How do you square that circle?
We have a tax bill that got passed that gave $1 trillion to the top 1% and the biggest corporations of America. and they need to give that money back.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And again, we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call, and we'll do what we can. Or you can also go on to our Facebook page. You can ask some questions on there. You can go to our email, send us an email with a question, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. Before the break, we were actually talking about one of the questions that we got on our Facebook page about the repairing the lawn from salt damage. As I said before, a pelletized gypsum or a fast-acting gypsum would be definitely great to do. The other thing that I want to see... everybody out there who is working on their lawn and wants to take care of their lawn, I would love to see everybody do a soil test to see what's really going on underneath the soil, to take care of that soil and make it stronger, make it better, and it's going to end up being better for you and your lawn. Just as simple as finding out a pH is something that can help the lawn. I'd say in New England, most lawns are going to have an acidity level of like a 5.6, 5.4, 5.6. Those of you who have been fertilizing and doing lime, etc., are probably going to have it in the, you know, 6.5 range, which is perfect. But those who haven't done anything or live in areas that are filled with clay, areas that doesn't have well-drained soil, you're probably going to have a more higher acidity. Shady areas that grow moss, higher acidity. And the pH really, really affects the lawn. And if we don't do anything about it, you could put fertilizer down, crabgrass preventer, grass seed, everything that you want, and you're not going to be successful. It's, you know, one of those things. What can you do to really take a look at it and say, all right, this will fix it? And the best way to do that, soil sample. Now, there's multiple places out there, like UMass Extension does it, Penn State does it. A lot of the extensions in New England will do it, and other states all over will do it. I know My father last year had worked with Natural Alternatives. They did at one point, for a limited time, free soil samples. Now, when I heard that this year, I was super excited about that because all that information is so awesome to figure out what you want to do and what you can do to fix the lawn. And by fixing, you know, the little things, including the salt damage, by seeing the pH, you can see what you really need to do. Because it's one thing just to put down that pelletized gypsum or the faster acting gypsum. It's what you do afterwards, the follow-up. Now, the follow-up with that, once you put that gypsum down, depending upon how your pH is, or, you know, taking a look at some of the other elements in there, is magnesium that's in there that we don't think about because it's not on a bag. It's not on a fertilizer bag. You don't go to purchase magnesium. You go to get the nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, the NPK, those three numbers that are on your fertilizer. You don't think of anything else that's going to be in there because those three numbers are right there. They're the main numbers. You look at them and say, okay, that's what I need. I need nitrogen. It's going to green up the lawn. Phosphorus, you know, a heavy number. It's going to put the seed. It's going to grow real quick, etc. But you don't think of all the other things that could be going into the soil. And most soil samples will show you all these other things as well to say, all right, you have this in here. Now, when you have a higher level of magnesium, that creates a barrier, just like a crabgrass preventer, for that example. So the crabgrass preventer, when you put that down, it creates like a carpet over the lawn, doesn't let any seed come up. If it's grass seed or if it's weed seeds, etc., none of them should be coming up. Like the crabgrass seeds and the should not be coming up. There'll be some weed seeds. I shouldn't say that, but it should be, you know, the crabgrass or any type of seed. Will not be coming up because it creates that barrier. Now, the same thing happens with magnesium, but inside the soil. It creates a barrier, and then all that fertilizer you're putting in, it doesn't allow it to leach through the soil. It just makes it sit. It just sits there and doesn't go anywhere, and it just builds up and builds up and builds up. Now, if you look at the soil sample, it's going to, you know, sometimes it'll say phosphorus is very high. And you're like, well, why, you know, what's the big deal? We want phosphorus to help with root growth. Well, if it's very high, that means it's just sitting there. It's not working its way through the soil slowly. It's not getting to the seed or to the soil the way you want it to. It's just not going down to the... it's not leaching out and going at that process that you want to go through. So then we can figure out what else we can do. You know, is your pH a certain level? Is it low? Can we use a fast-acting lime? Should we use just a regular lime just to keep the pH neutral? Now, a neutral pH would be like a 6.5 or 6.8 in this area. You know, you can get up to 7 and be good. You kind of want to keep it in those levels to keep that, to allow the grass to get green. So that's something to think about when you're looking at the lawn. Now, again, like I said, the soil sample is going to tell us all that. It's going to give us a lot of information. I have said this many times, and I'll say it many more times. If anybody gets a soil sample and has questions in regards to it, you can email it to us at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And then I can take a look at it and say, all right, this is what you can do. This is how you can fix it, etc. You know, I'm not going to say you need to use this fertilizer. I'm going to tell you what you can do, and then you can choose the fertilizer that works for you. You know, there's many options out there. Obviously, we'll talk about certain ones that we always talk about, but we'll help out. So, you know, we have some other questions coming in here and there, even through the email as we talk. So I'm trying to answer some of these as we're on the radio today. Hopefully you guys like that. I'd like to start getting more interactive on our Facebook page, on our emails, etc., to do what we can to help you out. But while we're here, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, one of our questions that we got, another question we got on our Facebook page today, just about 10 minutes ago or so, was in regards to a spider plant. And Karen Smith had asked, said, my spider plants are shooting off babies. Should I cut them or leave them? Well, you can do either, Karen. That's up to you. The babies just means it's a healthy plant. It's reproducing. It's going forward, etc. So I think that's a good one to, you know, you can let it go. Or you can cut some of those and create more spider plants in the house. It's always a good thing to have them doing this. That way they get stronger, bigger. You can just start, you know, taking some of these shoots, planting them, giving them to friends, and then you have the mother plant of the spider plant, and then they go out from there. So it's definitely a good thing to have, but you can cut them off if you like, but most of them have those. That's kind of what they do. It has those little spider plants all attached to it. So it's really a good one to, it's a good thing that it's happening. That's some good information there. Hopefully that helps you out. We'll touch base on it a little bit later as well. We do have a caller on the line. So Nathan, who's up first today?
Daryl in Vermont.
Daryl, welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Around where I live, we have a lot of sand.
Yep.
And that's loose, and I suppose salt would kind of soak it on its own, pretty much. How do you make the soil more resistant to that? How do you make a better soil for the grass to grow?
Well,
where do you start? I mean, I know a soil test, yes, but...
It's all about adding organic material. Adding compost, adding maybe some topsoil. What I like to add to a lawn, the place I used to work, it used to be called, they called it Super Loom. Okay, it was a mixture of compost and loom together. It was like a 50-50 mix to allow it to give some of those nutrients back. The more organic matter you can add to a lawn, the better it is. It will hold those nutrients a little bit more, hold the moisture in a little bit more, and make the soil stronger. There's, you know, if you're looking at a soil, like say you cut into the soil and look from the side, usually you're going to see the first, depending upon where you are, the first like foot is going to be some of that soil. But if you're seeing that first foot, you know, 8 inches is sand already or mixture of sand.
And water.
Yeah, you really want to start adding some compost or some other loom slowly into it. You don't want to just get in there and add like 6 inches right away. You know, use it as a couple inches down. If you're going to reseed, put some new seed down. And then on top of it, use a nice light coating of an organic compost on top of it. It'll slowly work its way into the soil, and it'll give back because it's that organic material that you want to add to the soil. But it'll help slow down some of the leaching process. And it's going to take some time to really do it. It's not going to be something that you can just do one and done. It's going to take a couple seasons. It's maybe going to be doing the spring and then the fall again, adding some into it for the, you know, those winter months to get it through. But building the soil by doing some of those things would really help.
About tilling it in.
You could definitely
cutting it in with a, you know, with a just a stripper that cuts the soil up, cuts the
You could do that if you're really looking to get it in there. Then you could definitely till it in if you're looking to start over. But if you're not looking to start over, you can add that, you know, a top dressing each season, you know, spring and then fall, to add some organic matter to it. There's also, I'm trying to think here. You could be adding nutrients to it at a slower rate. You know, using those fertilizers normally is going to help with it leaching so quickly. You know, maybe it's looking at doing, if say you've done 4 steps in the past, maybe doing 5 steps. Maybe looking at a grass seed that gets a deeper root system so it will push through a little bit more and take some of those other nutrients. But I think adding organic matter, like a compost, is definitely going to help. It's not going to do anything. It's not going to hurt it. It's definitely going to help make that soil thicker. There's no real, like, fertilizer that just adds soil to it. You know what I mean? It's not like a... Yeah, there's not one of those things that we can just say, all right, this fertilizer here is definitely going to help the soil. I mean, the fertilizers are definitely going to help, but they're going to leach through quicker. That's why you need to add something. They have multiple, like, products out there from different soil companies. I've seen a product called Sweet Peat. Some people use it as, like a mulch, but I've seen it just used in beds. It's a type of organic matter that you can add to it. You can get cow manure to add to it. Sometimes, depending upon the style you get, might make the lawn smell. But you could just get like a compost, like a leaf compost, that would help it over time. A lot of them, they'll, you know, have a neutral pH, so it's not going to go too bad for you. So I think some of those things would definitely help you, Daryl.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Daryl, have a great day.
I will.
Thanks. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the seasons. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we had talked with Daryl prior to the break, and I was thinking about it over the break, and I said, you know, is there anything else we can do? Now, if it's an area that you're not growing grass, there is something else you can do. Add a cover crop. Over the winter or during the season, grow something in there that you can till into the soil to add that organic matter. It's not just adding the organic matter, which you can do about two to three inches per season would help with it. So that's one of the ways I like to look at it. It's 2 to 3 inches of organic matter each year. But growing a cover crop in an area that, you know, maybe it's not grass that you're putting there, is maybe it's the garden where you're growing vegetables, etc. Putting a cover crop over the winter and being able to till that into the spring will actually help get stronger root systems, stronger soil, etc. So that's one way to do it. Again, you can till it in. You want to work, take a look at the rototiller you have. See how big it is. Some of these rototillers can only go down so far with your soil. So that would base how much you can mix into the soil at a time. You know, sometimes you can only do 2 inches at a time of soil. Mix that in. See if you can get that into the soil. Some rototillers, the bigger ones, can get 3 to 4 inches of organic matter mixed in deeper into the soil. So see what you can do. Take a look at the rototiller if that's what you want to do. But it definitely does not hurt by any means to add organic matter. Can be anything that you want to do for organic matter. Leaf mulch, there's a perennial embedding mulches that actually can be go right into the soil. There are a lot of other things, but adding organic matter to the soil definitely helps that. So it's a great question, Daryl. Thank you, as always, for that. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said today, I've been answering some questions off of Facebook and off of our emails this morning. I want to go back to Diane Robinson had another question in regards to her house. We talked about the lawn and salt damage already. She says, can you recommend a small tree less than 20 feet high height for a shady slope on Cape Cod? Something that isn't disease prone or pest prone. Is redbud a possibility? If so, which variety? Other suggestions? Now, if it's a very shady slope, unfortunately the redbud won't do well in a lot of shade. It needs sun to grow there. If you have a nice sunny area with a little bit of shade, you could use a redbud. Lavender twist is a nice one. It's a little bit different. It's more of a weeping than out there. Or just your eastern redbud are nice as well. Those nice cool little leaves to them look like heart shapes. Those would be fine to do. But if you're looking for something that could go into the shade, one of my favorites out there is a Heritage River Birch. Likes the shade. I love the exfoliating bark that's on it during the winter and during the season. And it can go into the shade. It is pretty disease resistant and the pest prone to it. It's not one of the birches that gets more of the birch borer. This is not one of those. This is more resistant to that. So that would be one of my main suggestions. I just love the look of it. I think it's a great looking plant for that. You could add some of your other ones, some hornbeams, like an American hornbeam really loves shade. Problem is, it's going to get big for you. The eastern red, but like we said, it's a light shade. So if it is a light shade, you could do it. There are some types of maples that are moderate shade. Like some Japanese maples will actually take a moderate shade. It'll help them so that they're not getting, that heat that's on the leaves, etc., can actually affect them long term. So some of those would do well. Maybe a red buckeye, some sugar maples. I'm trying to think what else we could do, but I think those are a few that you could really take a look at. Some of those maples are going to get too big. You're looking for 20 feet. There's some Japanese maples out there that'll take some shade that you could definitely put into that area. So hopefully that helps out for you. We can go over more if you'd like a little bit later. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.